COVID-19 numbers in Michigan are surging as the state urges residents to get vaccinated. More than 37% of people in Michigan have received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. But in the state's largest city, Detroit, that number is just under 22%. Joining me now is Michigan Radio reporter Sarah Swick, who's based in Detroit. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Doug.
Sarah, those numbers are pretty striking. What are the reasons for that gap?
We know there have been disparities across the board and across the country in terms of white people getting vaccinated more than people of color. And Detroit is about an 80% black city. We also know that the very early rollout, like back in January and February, was not really that accessible for so many Detroiters because so many shots went to hospitals. But I talked with Denise Fair. She's the chief health officer for the Detroit Health Department. And she really feels that as of right now, the city has a really good vaccine infrastructure and multiple access points across the city for people to get vaccinated. So she, at this point, feels like it's more about hesitancy than anything else.
And do we have a sense of how much of a role hesitancy is playing in the vaccination rate?
We have somewhat of a sense of it. I actually reported on a survey not so long ago of Detroiters that the University of Michigan did, and they found that in Detroit, there were still about 25% of people who said they would never get the COVID vaccine, but I believe that's pretty much about the national average. I also talked to Erica Marsh, who's a researcher at the University of Michigan. She says her team's research shows like that U of M study showed a major shift in people's willingness to get the vaccine in just the past few months. But there are still some access issues, and those include things like transportation, particularly scheduling around jobs if people work, say, odd hours or multiple jobs, and then just plain old information about where to get the shots and how to sign up for one. And she believes that cities like Detroit need to strike a balance between what she calls efficiency and effectiveness.
And if there's some people who don't feel comfortable going to a large stadium or have trouble, you know, with transportation or hours, we have to figure out a way to meet that need as well.
Sarah, we've reported on a lot of ways people can get vaccinated in Detroit. The TCF Center has added a walk-in option on top of its drive-through clinic. Ford Field's a massive site. There have been Saturday clinics at churches. How close are those sites to reaching their max capacity?
Well, to my knowledge, TCF is running pretty close to capacity at this point, and that's around 8,000 shots a day. The city is also offering another mass vaccination site at the Northwest Activity Center that's going to be giving only the Johnson & Johnson shots. And as of next week, the city is going more into neighborhoods. They're mostly going to be in Detroit schools, but there's also going to be one at the Islamic Center of Detroit.
With everyone 16 and older becoming eligible this week, new demands likely to increase all of these overall percentages. But some experts, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, have said we need to get to about 80% of the population vaccinated to reach herd immunity. As Detroit catches up with the current sort of willing demand, how will it shift to finding and convincing those people who are holding off on getting shots?
Well, Detroit's goal is to vaccinate 70% of its eligible population, and the city's chief health officer, Denise Fair, says she believes the city will get there. She's hopeful it will be by the fall, if not earlier. But to do that, they're ramping up communication and outreach, and they're relying a lot on sort of informal networks, and they're especially leaning on churches.
Clergy are, you know, well-respected in the city of Detroit, and so we're telling clergy, look, if you've gotten vaccinated, please tell your church member that it's safe and it was easy.
So starting next week, the city has hired door knockers to actually go into the neighborhoods around those neighborhood vaccine clinics that are going to be at schools in the Islamic Center. And they're going to knock on people's doors and say, hey, you know, here, right here in your community, you have an option to get a shot. The city's also planning a multimedia campaign featuring Detroiters telling their own stories about getting the vaccine and how they may have been hesitant at first, but that they feel it was, you know, it was safe and it was a great thing to do for themselves and for their community. And I should note that it's not like Detroit isn't making steady progress here on getting people vaccinated. It is. It's just starting from further behind and got a longer way to go.
Okay, Sarah, thanks a lot.
No problem at all. Thank you.
That's Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick, and you're listening to Morning Edition here on Michigan Radio.